This Sunday, after broadcasting more than 100 hours of TV coverage, NBC will present the closing ceremonies of the 1996 Summer Olympics. Our TV critic, Deva Bianculli, has watched almost all of the coverage so far, and then some.
Before I start, I feel like I should tell you about my own childhood trauma and how I had to fight for years and buck some pretty strong odds just to reach this point. See, in the true spirit of NBC's Olympics coverage, I don't want you to just listen to me today. I want you to like me and root for me. And you will, I know, because I'm an American. But if you've been satisfied with NBC's Olympic coverage the last 2 weeks, what I'm about to say may sound un-American. But it's more than that. For reasons I'll get to in a minute, it's also un-Canadian. Yes, the injured Kerry Strug's final vault in the women's team gymnastics competition made for great TV. But part of the reason it made for such great TV is that NBC packaged and presented the surprise American victory hours after it happened. NBC knew just what it had and just how to edit it to give it the most impact. NBC has manipulated time all through these Olympics and been very dishonest about labeling it as such. The network calls that coverage plausibly live. I call it definitely manipulative. Another thing that bugs me about NBC's coverage is its obvious disdain for the audience. It's downplaying or ignoring entire sports just to present the ones it thinks will appeal specifically to young women who don't normally watch sports. The ratings are higher as a result, so NBC can claim to have made the right move. What we'll never know, though, is if those women would have watched anyway, if NBC had chosen to present the Olympics a different way, with fewer sappy features and more true sports coverage. Nothing irritates me more, though, than the jingoism. NBC seems to think that if America isn't winning, Americans aren't interested. When the USA women's gymnastic team won the gold, we saw Kerry Strug and the other winners on the podium and heard our national anthem played as they got their medals. But two nights later, when the individual all-around competition in the same sport ended with Lilia Podkapayeva as the gold medal champion, did we see her moment of victory or hear the Ukrainian national anthem? No. And last night, would we have seen wrestling in primetime if an American hadn't been in the finals, or won, or cried? No way. The Olympic ideal, as I understand it, is a recognition and an appreciation of excellence in all athletic endeavors, regardless of national origin. That's not the way NBC is presenting it, so I decided to look elsewhere and turn my satellite dish to Canada so I could watch the Olympics coverage from Canada's CBC. I expected Canada to be more fair and less sappy. No such luck. It's just as obsessed with Canadian victories as NBC is with American ones. When Canada's Donovan Bailey won the men's 100-meter race in track and field, the CBC reran the tape of the race so many times, it looked like coverage of a marathon. Listen.
Right now, let's take one more look. Don Whitman and Steve Ovette with the call.
Linford Christie, the defending Olympic champion. So now, lane two is empty. It's Marsh, Bolden, Mitchell, Fredericks, Bailey, Hesenwyn, Green. How unsettling will the three false starts be to the remaining seven runners? This time they do get away. Now it's Donovan Bailey trying to pick up runners. Donovan Bailey is putting on a surge. Adam Bolden in the lead. Here comes Bailey. He's got it. 9.84, a world record for Donovan Bailey and a gold medal. Donovan Bailey through the heats and into the semifinal. Indicated that he was ready. He had the power down the stretch to overtake other runners. He did not get his great start, but it was improved over what we saw from him earlier. And over the final 50 meters, it was Otto Bolden and Frankie Fredericks that he caught at the finish line. And clearly, unlike the women's final, Donovan Bailey of Canada is the Olympic champion. And at that time on the scoreboard clock of 9.84 holds, it is a world record as well as a gold medal.
In Canada, we saw Bailey get his medal, but didn't see Carl Lewis get his. In America, we saw Lewis atop the winner's platform, but not Bailey. When I was a kid, I remember listening for and enjoying all the different national anthems and getting the message that despite our national differences, the Olympics were bringing us all together. The way TV packages the Olympics today, at least on this continent, that message is almost gone. By the way, while you're listening to this, I'm at home watching more TV. For Fresh Air, this is Dave Bianculli, plausibly live.